With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Senate Rules Committee is yet to take action on a bill proposed by Maryland Senator Charles Mathias that would create an 11-member commission to study whether authors should be compensated each time their books are checked out of the library. Chief supporter of the idea is the Authors Guild, whose president is Ann Edwards. She says that generally a library purchases only one book by a given author.
That one book is then read between 300 and 1,100 times before it's taken off the shelf of a library. And it means that that author has given their book, so to speak, for that many readings, books that possibly could have sold to a public and helped support him.
Edwards says an author's lending right would be a way of force funding the literary community.
We have a very difficult situation because the government is not funding many cultural projects, and they're certainly not funding authors or artists or theater.
Edwards says the Authors Guild proposes that select libraries be targeted to provide an estimate of the number of times an author's book is borrowed. There would be a machine at each checkout desk.
The book goes across when you check it out, goes across there. The librarian doesn't touch anything at all, and that figure and those numbers go right into a central computer.
Edwards says that in England, which has an author's lending right, there is a cap on how much each writer is paid, never more than $5,000 or $6,000 a year. England isn't the only nation with an author's lending right. So do the Scandinavian countries, West Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, and Australia.
Don't you think there's something wrong with the United States, that here are we, a country that professes to really back our artists and freedom of thought and everything that is connected with it, and freedom of the written word, and here we are not doing anything to help our authors exist?
Ann Edwards, president of the Authors Guild. Incidentally, Edwards, who has written biographies of Judy Garland, Vivian Leigh, and Margaret Mitchell, is out with still another. It's called Matriarch, the Life of Queen Mary, who was the mother of two kings. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.